For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And this was supposed to have been Artie Award Week. We were supposed to have been talking about who won the Arties Monday night and what a fabulous night it was. And didn't you look terrific?
Of course, with all the best dressed awards, yes, it would have been quite a night. But, of course, there's the problem of how do you cram all those people in the Shea 710 Theater. Even if they're wearing a mask, it still violates all the rules.
And we already have Charmaine Shea to violate all the rules. So she and Amy J. Keel, who's going ahead with her wedding virtually. Everything is getting postponed or virtual, or it's just so changed. People keep asking me, what do I predict is going to happen? It's like, whoa, if I could predict that. Even epidemiologists, various scenarios, and we'll see which one plays out. But for the theater, I think it's particularly difficult because unlike apparently bars where they can say you can open with distancing and they're open tonight, a theater cannot do that. They have to assemble the group. They have to rehearse for weeks. They have to build the show. And then if that's disrupted, that's very expensive and complicated. And several theaters got a taste of that this spring when on the day of the opening night, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, all set to go for an opening night, plug gets pulled. And some theaters are just saying, not worth the risk. We need to know what's going to happen, not predict what might.
Well, I know I went to Playbill.com and there was the news. Joffrey Ballet put everything off to 2021. Lyric Opera of Chicago, whose opera's archived, we broadcast, by the way, on our sister station, WNED Classical. Everything new has been put off to 2021. So, Mr. Chase, when are the Arty Awards going to take place? He said, tongue-in-cheek.
Well, as I've said before, I called Robert Brunschmidt down at Shays and put our name on every Monday here through Christmas. And I don't care if Christmas is a Monday. If it's Christmas Day, I'll do it. But kidding. No, I wouldn't do it on a holiday. But in terms of Joffrey and various operas you're talking about, we continue, therefore, to get cancellations. Road Less Traveled Theater has told their audience that they're pushing the season they had planned for 2020 off to 2021. And that they will have various other activities to keep people involved and connected to their theater. That's the other thing you worry about. You go away and does your audience just sort of unravel how to keep people aware of you and devoted to you?
I was pleased to see that Second Generation Theater is going to reboot Miscast, which last year was absolutely hilarious. People singing roles that are entirely inappropriate, and it was a hoot.
It was great fun, and I do have my ticket for that.
So do I. I think I was number three in line.
Though I did note last year that material that seemed to be on the surface inappropriate for some people turned out to be all too oddly apt. Just wait a minute. That is a good number for you.
You're too good at that.
A lot of gender bending, cultural taboo crossing kind of stuff, all in good fun and good spirits and to raise money for the company. You don't have to even, although I don't know who would do this, you could participate in the auction without actually seeing the show. Though I think most people would do the opposite, but you can. If you go on the Second Generation website, they have made so many ways for you to give them money. It's so easy and enjoyable.
Very, very clever folks. Now, speaking of clever folks, you have started publishing again on your blog, theatertalkbuffalo.com. And for folks who miss the Arties, it's a fabulous trip down memory lane. Quite the archive there, Mr. Chase. Original programs and notes, little bits of realia.
Well, I had those stage manager's notes from 30 years ago, which gave little lineups and what got cut from the lineup and who was presenting what. And I vivid memories of the evening. But this really augments that memory. But I didn't recall whose notes they were. And when I put them out, Katie Bassett, who had been the stage manager, said, "That's my handwriting." So I thought, oh, how wonderful. But tip of the iceberg concerning the archive of stuff. Boy, when I go, is my family going to be irritated? I've just kept... I'll give it to Buff State Archives or something. Thank you note from Blossom Cohan, which was very dear. I loved her note, gracious and grateful and lovely as Blossom was. And then she said, "But I was happy that I went early in the evening because as the evening got later, the crowd got rowdier and, dare I say, rude." Oh, she was so right. Worst audience in the world. Much better since we're at a proper theater. But I used to have to occasionally halt them and say, "Now, I know many of you have never been in an audience before." It's all these actors in the audience accustomed to being the center of attention no matter where they are.
Last week, we announced a new fun award, the Antonio Awards, celebrating Black actors on stage at Broadway. And folks had a chance to vote via Playbill.com last week. And tonight, you can tune in Juneteenth. 17th at 7 o'clock. Just go to playbill.com. The link will be on our website. And have some fun.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.